The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
He's right, yeah. John Potter here. It's live and local, Northern Nevada, with me. I gotta say this first before I forget. I want it to be the first thing I say, and that is, if somebody did not say it to you on the 4th of July, happy birthday to the greatest nation and the freest people on the face of the earth, and may we have many, many more, and may we always live up to the aspirations of the founders and stand against any threat to individual liberty and national sovereignty. May freedom never cease to be the base principle of our lives. Thank you for being my beloved home, my USA. And folks, no, that is not a quote from Rachel Maddow. But, you know, I actually pray for people that people similar to our founders would be around today. And if it was possible, I would love to interview them to see what they are thinking about us now. So anyway, where'd you folks go for the 4th of July? Was it good? Let me see. Some people spent their time at home and got a great view of the fireworks, like Craig Moss in Carson City. Hi, Craig.
Hello. It's happy Saturday, the 6th of July.
So we were out of town. Okay, I was in, of all places, Tonopah on the 4th of July. I'll tell you about that later. But I heard that the fireworks went off at like midnight around Reno. Or is that just my noisy neighbors again?
That's probably your noisy neighbors.
Okay, well, that's what I was told. What time did they go off here?
The Damani Ranch went off at 9:30. I think Star Spangled Sparks went off about the same time. The Reno Aces game, the Reno Aces had theirs, I believe, right after the game was over.
Holy cow, that?
Yep.
Okay. That's great. I mean, we have more than what we've had.
I remember when I was growing up as a kid at Park Lane Mall, they shot them off in the back parking lot of Park Lane Mall. I mean, that was nearly the edge of town in the 70s.
And we also had Virginia City because two friends of mine, they had a great time. They were raving about their time in Virginia City. Here's more good news. I heard, this was actually in the news, there was not as much beach trash in Tahoe this time. Remember me bitching about this, last week?
Yeah. Well, they heard you, and they heard law enforcement and the park rangers that were all up there making sure, hey, don't forget to police your trash.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was in Tonopah on the 4th. That town, they had an all-day calendar. I was disappointed because, Hawthorne is our patriotic town in Nevada for good reason. So many armed forces members there, a huge military storage base in Hawthorne. Nothing. The town, every time I drive through it, it's more and more closed up, which is sad. I love Hawthorne. But anyway, Tonopah, all day things, man. They had the barbecue chicken and they had the parade. And then everybody moved to the high school field for the fireworks. I mean, they really had it together. And I wanted to go to the high school parking lot to see the fireworks and everything. But I have to ask, why must every rental car that you rent in Reno have California license plates? Yeah, it happened again. I wanted to put a sign in a back window saying, I'm a Nevadan, let me in. But I just could not bear to take this Mazda SUV with California license plates in the middle of all that, small town Nevada rural celebration. I would stick out like a sore thumb. The parking lot is not that big. They would see it right away, and I'd be tar and feathered. So I did not go for that one reason, but I've had it up to here with rental cars and California license plates. I kind of feel bad for Californians now because I experienced what happens when you have one of these plates. Just yesterday, we went out to Sam's Club and filled up the rental car full of gas because they want a full tank, you know. Well, okay, I filled it except for like a little tenth. It's yeah, under. You know, gas is so expensive. Anyway, and I thought Great Basin Brewery was on the left instead of the right, and I was in the wrong lane. I tried to cut in. No. You're from California.
It wasn't you that the car that the people were yelling at. It was your car. The car knows how to drive in California. It doesn't know how to drive here. You know how to drive here.
Actually, I don't know how to drive these new cars. We had a terrible experience in driving Las Vegas. I said to Kathy, I said, I want to see my old home. This is what I do, folks. When I travel, I want to see my old home. And so we go out to the way west end of Las Vegas to see my old home, you know, check on my former. I check on all my former homes, and usually I feel good that they're taken care of. And my Vegas house looked great, except, and I was very happy to see that, except there were two knocked over lights in the front of my old house, and my wife had to stop me from knocking on the door and asking, when are they going to be fixed?
I can see Kathy doing that too. I could see you trying to get out and to fix them, or get on the owners for
ask fixing. These yeah. people what's the problem. I am dead serious. I was going to go to the front door and ask. You know, I used to live here and stuff, and like that would carry a lot of weight. But anyway, no, I didn't see the fireworks in Tonopah. A lot of people say, well, geez. Why do you keep going down south to that hellhole, Las Vegas? And, yeah, some people say it that way. Well, we have friends down there, some old friends from when I lived there in the 80s and the 90s, and we go down to see shows, and this time we saw two. One was Lady Gaga, which was a sellout. I like her music, and I like her. Listen, she's fun and chatty. On stage, she has personality, but for some reason, this is just my luck. She decided not to do what she's famous for. She did all these like 1940s songs. As a matter of fact, the show was called, read the fine print, John, Lady Gaga, Jazz and Piano. I thought, well, I didn't get the hint. You know, when I bought the tickets, okay, sure, there's a little jazz, and I'm sure somebody there plays a piano. No, it was all jazz and piano. you know, I maybe she was missing Tony Bennett or something. I don't know. She did do two of her hits, but they were just her at the piano. So, listen, it was okay. How can you be mad at Lady Gaga? It did go 2 hours. I hate shows that go long. I don't know. Maybe it's my age. I could tell that some people wanted to leave. I was chatting with a lady on my left, and she came all the way from Washington, D.C. to see Lady Gaga, and she's the biggest fan, and she sent Lady Gaga a note backstage, and it's their anniversary. And she left after an hour and a half. Which was shocking to the rest of the crowd, because you do not walk out on Lady Gaga. No, everybody else just suffered. And then the next night was a very obscene Cirque show. They didn't used to be that way, folks, the Cirque shows. But, you know, now our culture, lots of F words in this Cirque show, which they did not need that. And we like driving to Vegas and stopping overnight and taking our time in rural Nevada. We stop. We see friends in Tonopah, Hawthorne, Beatty. But I lived in Vegas for 10 years, 85 to 95. And every time I visit it, it comes back to me why I left. And I was just telling Craig before I went on the air, I said, you know, it's going to be a very long time before I go back there again. Incredibly, incredibly impatient drivers. You think it's bad here? Flagrant violation of traffic laws. You can freely jaywalk and walk across on the red light in front of a police car, and they ignored it. It is a total free-for-all. No rules. $18 to $35 parking fees in just about every single casino parking garage. Customer service has left the building. You can have all sorts of things wrong with your hotel now, your room. And I guess unless you're a big betting swell, nothing will be done for you. You know, the concept, there was, listen, there was a lot wrong with my room. Geez. The concept of we'll make it right has ended. I'm not just talking about casinos. So has the we'll comp you this for your trouble. Not a chance. They used to believe that a happy customer is a return customer. Am I crazy? Doesn't that still work anymore? But for some reason, that doesn't exist anymore, and I don't know why. And I run into this a lot lately, not just at hotels. The room was kind of a shambles. Nobody cared. So actually, that's why every time we go there, we stay at a different hotel, hoping that maybe we're going to find a winner. Anyway, favorite shows there or hotels, love to hear it. And maybe so will some of our listeners. Appreciate it. 884-9910. But, well, anyway, the old house wasn't a mess. So, oh, one more thing about Vegas. It used to be the shows would start on the dot when they were scheduled. You know, seriously, to the minute, without fail, the lights dimmed at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whenever the show was supposed to begin, bam, the show started. It was an actual union rule. Now it's like every other city. The shows, on average, start like over half an hour late, and you sit there. A friend in Vegas told me they do this now because people, it's people, they arrive late now. Is that true? I guess so. And the performers like to wait till everybody is sitting there. Okay, enough of me. Biden talk is next. Of course, it's a rule now for talk show hosts, right? Actually, it's what people want to talk about. I got three emails, two about Biden. And the third, I have a big fan in Monroe, Washington, who is crazy about me. Let me see.
Or is that Alice. Just crazy?
You stop. Alice, if you're streaming now, call me. 775-884-9910. I have a fan in Monroe, Washington. Okay. So, yes. So we'll get your take on what? 4th of July, traveling rural Nevada, why we all hate Vegas, and these emails about Joe. And hopefully get your take on what the good folks are saying out there. 884-9910, that's up next. I'm John Potter. Time 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time 919.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
Woo! Some phone calls. 884-9910 is the number. I'm John Potter. It's all live and local, Northern Nevada. Let's go to the phone. Calling from Sparks, it's Bob. Of all topics, Bob, I see your topic is Rachel Maddow.
Yes, good morning, John. Listen, I thought you might like a little inside baseball about her. We often call her, Rachel Madcow, but one of my sons went to high school with her. And knew her quite well. She was a great athlete, okay, played soccer, and was also very smart, okay? But as it turns out, at least in high school, she was not a lesbian, okay? Maybe a switch hitter. But the other thing about her, she's a real gun enthusiast, and her father was in the Air Force, and I think he may have been a career Air Force person. And unfortunately, when she got outed without her parents knowing about it, so it was kind of a embarrassing surprise for her. But I thought you might be interested in a few things about her.
That was delightful. I appreciate it, Bob. How was your Fourth of July, sir?
It was terrific. We had a little get together with some friends out in Spanish Springs. Friend of mine, we call her Llama Kathy because we have five Kathys that we all know. You know, like neighbor Kathy, church Kathy, ex-wife Kathy. You know that
kind of thing.
So she, yeah. So I want you to add a
sixth, Kathy Potter, my wife, and maybe we'll get to meet some.
Well,
get those Kathy straight though.
That would be number six. That would be Potter Kathy.
Yeah, too many Kathys. I agree. Have yourself a great day, my friend. Take care. Speaking of like Rachel Maddow and stuff, it reminds me of the fact that we see it now, folks. We see it. The media is doing a lot of post-debate repair work on the president. The president held a campaign rally in Wisconsin, was it yesterday? And the TV news, they're back to using those adverbs again. The president forcefully told the crowd, Biden used strong words to describe his opponent, et cetera, et cetera. You know, now if the media were honest and accurate, honestly, they would credit his script writers, you know, or his damage control staff. Americans are smart enough to tell the difference between Joe Biden reading a teleprompter versus Joe Biden speaking without one. Campaign rally versus debate. Lately, we only hear the president in very rare and very controlled interviews. And we'll get into those a bit later. We got a break for Fox News. Derek Lee is here, Brain Health Formulas, and we're taking all open topic calls. Sorry I didn't get to those calls right now. Got to go to Fox News. But call us back after we talk health things, okay? And I always give an update on health news of the day. A lot of striking, interesting stuff to talk about there. So that's after Derek. And also, we have our dog trainer back on the show. Yes, no, seriously. And people love hearing about, you know, how to communicate with your pet and how to make them behave. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 927.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Chad. I listen to you sometimes periodically when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate your thoughts in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi there, John Potter, live and local. Thanks for all the calls. We got to run through them because we have Derek Lee here. Very interesting, amazing stuff about your brain coming up in just a sec. Let's go to the phones and clear lines. We're going to go to Betty in Reno calling about something you folks should know about in Truckee. Hi, Betty. I'm glad you called.
Hi. Thank you very much. And it is the Tricata Symphony and Orchestra and Chorus that's going to be doing amp at the Tahoe Forest Church at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. It's a salute to America. This is a great group that actually comes out of Incline, and they've been around for about 19 years. But they
I'm so glad this is going on because, you know, one of my letdowns after 4th of July is, the patriotic stuff is over, you know, and we don't hear about it again until like Memorial Day or something or Veterans Day. But you have this thing coming up. So we get a little bit more in Truckee. What day and what time?
Okay, it is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And adults are $30. Seniors, $5 less. Kids are free, which is really cool. They want to get kids involved in music and symphony music and all that. So their programs always include free kids under 21.
Bravo. I got to ask you one thing. Where do people park? Where do people park, Betty?
I don't know. I'm not from Truckee. I've got to there and had the same thought, let me tell you.
One of my favorite things to do in Truckee is to stay at the Truckee Hotel, and I sit at the balcony, and you know, Betty, it's at that intersection where nobody knows who goes first, and it's a lot of fun to watch from a balcony, I got to say. Okay, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, folks. Truckee, check it out. Can they get more information? Website?
It is, let me look and see. Well, here's a phone number they can call. 775-298-6989. And in July, they're doing hot opera nights out at Bartley Ranch. So I'll send you some more information on that, because that should be fun, too.
You sound like a very cultured listener. What are you doing here? Thanks for the call, Betty. I do appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Well, Derek, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great, John. How are you?
Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. He is a paid sponsor, but I love Derek Lee and what he's done for me using his products. And it's amazing what we've learned with your visits. And I'm going to hit on a new article here, Derek. You're going to like this, which kind of backs up what you've been saying all this time. Folks, you can see this new article in all I do, by the way, in the morning is I Google brain health. And there are all these new stories about the brain. New article in New Science, scientist.com. The surprising mental health and brain benefits of weight loss drugs. Drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have unexpected effects on the brain, opening up potential new ways to treat depression, anxiety, addiction, and Alzheimer's. Patients who quit alcohol, cigarettes, and opiates still have cravings for them. But one patient said she lost 20 pounds, and her desire to reach for a drink or take some pills, she said, is gone. She says, I don't crave, which I didn't think would be a side effect of these weight loss drugs. And remarkably, the depression and anxiety that would previously come over her in waves also calmed down. We've said before, there's a direct connection between the brain and just about everything else to do with the body. Your Fat Buster product basically follows along the same principles of Wegovy and Ozempic, except you do not use the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals. You use an interesting long list of things that are mainly
natural ingredients.
What's the name for the
Fat Buster?
Fat Buster.
Fucoxanthin is an extract from seaweed. Kelp, actually.
Kelp. And a lot of, what is tryptophan and all that kind of stuff? Those are
drugs. Well, they're chemicals. And
there's a name for them.
Yeah, there is a name for them.
Okay. Anyway, so talk about Fat Buster and how this can go beyond losing weight to losing cravings.
Fat Buster is interesting. It really helps us. It actually will destroy fat cells. And so that's one of the big things that Fat Buster can do, is it actually kills the fat cell, which nothing else really does. We can dehydrate it. We can make it go dormant. Fat Buster actually helps our body convert fat into it breaks down into fatty acids, and then once it breaks down into fatty acids, then we can utilize it anywhere it needs to be utilized, like to reinforce the nervous system, or to reinforce the brain, or to reinforce anything that needs to be utilized. And so Fat Buster is a great tool to reduce the accumulation of fat.
Is that the healthy metabolism formula?
No, healthy metabolism is different.
Okay, because we got an email about the healthy metabolism formula. But we get these testimonials. You get a few. I got one. Let me read it, because it ties in with this weight loss thing that you got. First, thank you, John Potter. Thank you for having Derek Lee on your show regularly. My name is Brent from Dayton. I played football through college. I'm currently in my 50s. Very overweight and cannot lose weight. I called Derek at Brain Health Formulas regarding my situation. He said try the healthy metabolism formula and the gut health for weight loss. I also have very bad arthritis in both ankles. What I experienced is nothing short of a miracle. Not only did I lose 5 pounds in 2 weeks, but my ankles are improving. An even greater benefit finally recognized how compromised my emotional body has been since football 30 plus years ago. My wife actually talks to me now. I have been able to start to have conversations with people instead of isolating myself. This is only after 2 weeks, Any current or former football players, you better call Derek. It is not worth it to wait. I have one message for any listeners who are hesitating to buy Restore or Healthy Metabolism products. Do not wait, in capital letters. This has changed my life. Thank you, Derek. For somebody to take the time to write such a long email is you had a powerful effect on this person, or I should say your product does. Now, what was Brent from Dayton, what product was he using specifically?
Healthy Metabolism and the Gut Health Formula.
And that's the name of them?
Yeah, Healthy Metabolism is at the bottom of the human page.
Mm-hmm.
At the very bottom, it's a formula that I put together maybe a month ago. It actually, I would arguably say that is probably the closest thing to Ozempic that I have. And it reduces food cravings. It does all the stuff Ozempic actually does.
In your lab, in the first place, did you try to emulate these very popular products, Ozempic and such?
No.
You had the idea before them?
Before them, no, because semaglutide, which is really what Ozempic is, that's been around for over a decade. And so for me to say something like that would be foolish because it would be false. Mm-hmm. However, Healthy Metabolism, I've known how my amino acid complex works. What we've been able to do, though, is isolate the metabolic factor in the amino acid complex, and we increase that specific factor, the specific compound that engages the metabolic process, and we added a substantial amount of that to the Healthy Metabolism formula, so it engages our metabolism. And that's what, I mean, everyone who's taken it has reduced food cravings. They have improved their mental health. They have...
And not just, like I said earlier, not just food cravings, but cravings for detrimental things, alcohol and drugs and such, cravings, period. You don't really lose the cravings when you quit drinking. They're always there.
Right.
But this affects the brain to the point where, as the person I was reading on NewScientist.com said, the cravings are gone.
They're gone.
Now, you brought one. We're not going to sit here and read testimonials all half hour here, but you brought one here that I'll read. Hi, Derek. Here's a 2-week update on my experience with a Healthy Metabolism formula. I've been on Restore for a year and recently switched to Healthy Metabolism. At 68 years old, it's been a real game changer. Here are the results. Lost a total of 7.5 pounds so far. Eating less, making better food choices, no snacking, no cravings, and enjoying meals more. No emotional stress eating, even when very stressed. Better sleep and less hours, more energy, so more active. Clothes fitting looser. Can distinguish the difference between thirst and hunger. Feeling great with a new outlook on life. Thank you, Derek, and that's from Mary. And that was from just the Healthy Metabolism formula.
That's right. It's amazing.
What's in it?
Healthy Metabolism. It's actually the same components that are in Restore. We manipulated the amino acid complex to have a different effect.
Okay. That's what I was trying to think of. Amino acids.
Sorry.
And listen, I'm 70, man.
That's no excuse, John.
Hey, man,
age doesn't matter.
I'm an old man. I'm not going to do events after 8 p.m. I'm old. Getting off track here. Okay, speaking of which, what I was just referring to here, let's talk about the memory formula, which I guess I got to put an order in for. Derek's memory formula works very well by improving the microcirculation of the brain and improves oxygen availability and oxygen absorption. It activates various hormones to enable us to feel and function more effectively. You take one capsule 1 to 2 times a day, and there's 15 ingredients in this, including some I'm familiar with, ginkgo biloba, gotu kola, and amino acid complex. All of these things you mix together and found when they work together, they do the job.
Compound the benefits.
Compounding.
That's right. What we found is we can compound the benefits of each individual ingredient when we pair like ingredients together. And what we've also found is if we pair the wrong ingredient together, it takes down the whole formula. So we spend a tremendous, we spend months and months and months developing these formulas, arguably more than a year also, or, and we, so it takes a lot of time to kind of perfect these formulas. And with each ingredient we add, it changes, it alters the outcome. It alters how it benefits us as individuals. It alters the formula. It alters how the formula works. And so we have to research and experience each and every iteration of these formulas before we can actually release them to the public. So I am the singular formulator for the company. I compound it, I formulate it, I develop it, research, and we have a dozen different testers who relay their experiences back to me so I can verify if it's working the way I think it should, if it's not working the way I think it should, if it's working differently than I think it should. So I it's based on individuals' experiences, so I can extract data from each individual ingredient, but that's that doesn't matter to me. It's what do people experience? That's what matters to me.
Well, look at what you experienced. I mean, you're a Mr. America trimmed down Adonis here in the studio. And from your stories, you were in terrible shape. Not only just weight, but you could barely talk due to brain injury. And you, now, let me ask you this. Was this your goal to create a commercial product, or was it just to cure yourself?
It was, to be honest with you, what I started off just trying to develop some way to help myself live a little longer. And it turned into being able to shut down and reverse 13 autoimmune disorders plus a blood disorder. And so it took me 6 months, though. 6 months of taking Restore, and that's the infancy stages. So what it is now is now it's a polished stone versus a rough rock. Just so people know that what they're actually buying is a very polished stone. And so it took me an additional 6 months, and I regained the majority of my memories that I thought I had lost. And so where I come from with memory and all the formulas that I develop, all the information I communicate is not based on science. It's not based on what a lab says I can do. It's not based on the chemistry of a molecular formula. Everything I communicate is based on either my personal experience or others' personal experiences. So everything that we talk about is based on evidence. It's based on testimonials, and it's based on real life experience.
What a journey you've had. 884-9910, number to call. We have one more segment with Derek. Just a few minutes left, so get your questions about his products or questions about your health. We would be happy and honored to take him. 884-9910. One more segment with Derek. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break for traffic and more on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 949.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Potter, special guest Derek Lee for one more segment, 884-9910. Getting the calls here about brain health and losing weight. Let's go to Dave calling from North Valley's Reno. Question for Derek Lee. Hi, Dave. I'm glad you called.
Hi, John, Derek. Quick question. The Restore and Brain Health formula sounds like maybe it would help me. I've, for several years, had dizziness, balance, brain issues, and I believe it was the Moderna. Doctor does not believe the same, but anyways, do you recommend getting your doctor's approval before starting taking any of these formulas?
I have had, first of all, thank you for the call. I've had numerous people go take the nutrition fact list to their doctors for the doctor to verify it's okay for them to take. And every person who's told me this, their doctor said there's no issues with the ingredients conflicting with any medications. And this, for Restore in particular, this even includes blood thinners, which is, you know, that's where I raise concerns, by the way, is if anyone is on blood thinners, then I would recommend taking it to their doctor just to verify, because with when you're dealing with blood thinners, everything is a question mark.
Okay, so would I, on your website, could I print out that medication list, and what would you recommend for, like I said, the dizziness and brain issues, Restore or the other formula?
Restore is your best overall. I think you mentioned something about the Moderna shot. I think your phone kind of cut out there for a second. Restore can neutralize any possible side effects from any vaccine anyone has had by activating our immune system. And when we activate our immune system, it will take care of the shots, by the way.
Okay, I've got an appointment coming up with him, and he, you know, I need a blood test, but I will print out that list and take it with me, and hopefully he will agree.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave, for the call.
Thank you.
This thing with the president has alarmed a lot of people. It's a given that we want, you know, to safeguard our brains from cognitive decline. Brain health is important because your brain has the ability to control every single aspect of your body and your life. And having a, you know, healthy brain allows you to live an optimal life on a daily basis down to the second. It gives us our ability to think, learn and remember, emotional well-being, physical movement, balance, seeing, hearing, tasting, and maintaining brain well-being is important for reducing the risk of dementia. So your brain health formulas have taken kind of a new importance with the news events recently.
Yeah. So Restore, you know, at a minimum, you know, it's $60 for a bottle of Restore. Even if you don't know what it's doing, it taking two capsules first thing in the morning, even if you don't know what it's doing, can prevent a lot of health issues down the line. Doesn't matter if you're in your 30s, doesn't matter if in your 80s. Just taking Restore two capsules a day can prevent a lot of health issues. Sorry if I give a personal story. My partner, Ramona, she takes Restore usually when she gets out of the ER, and she'll take it for 3 months. All of her issues seem to start to repair. She starts to repair herself, but then she stops taking it, arguably because it's my formulas. sorry.
okay.
And
you got a minute, but
okay, but let me keep going here. Right. And so recently she was getting out of rehab facility and she fell and she snapped her hip replacement, and she ended up in the ICU because the hip replacement she has, there are no parts available for it because it's an old style. So thank you, Renown, for being able to put her back together. She's been in the ICU for the last 6 days. And so if you or your spouse are questioning whether or not to take Restore, do yourself, do your spouse, maybe your family, some health and well-being, and just try taking it for a couple months. And if Ramona would have taken Restore for, you know, keeps taking it for two capsules every day, arguably she would not have been in this situation in the first place. So for those of you who are questioning, just try it.
Yeah. And you can get it at brainhealthformulas.com. And exercise, they say, helps. My favorite workout is a cross between a lunch and a crunch. and I call it lunch. No, wait a minute. That was a cross between a... what is it? I'm a mess. You get where I'm going, don't you? Brainhealthformulas.com. Such a great interview, and I just ruined it in the last 30 seconds. Derek Lee, please come back.
Thank you, John. And John?
Yeah.
More Restore. More Restore.
That's right. I was on a trip out of town, didn't take it with me, but it's coming back, Derek. It's coming back. Thank you so
Thank you, John.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. We're going to be back after talking dog training next, folks. 884-9910, number to call.